Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Psalm 78, verses 1 through 7. This is a psalm of Asaph. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. O my people, listen to my teaching. Open your ears to what I am saying. For I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past. Stories we have heard and known, stories of our ancestors handing down to us. We will not hide these truths from our children, but will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord. We will tell of his power and the mighty miracles he did. For he issued his decree to Jacob. He gave his law to Israel. He commanded our ancestors to teach them to our children, so the next generation might know them, even the children not yet born. They in turn might teach their children, so generations can set its hope anew on God, remembering his glorious miracles and obeying his commands. You know, God commanded that his laws be obeyed. His laws for living, and the stories of his mighty acts in Israel's history to be passed on from parents to children. That's what we call the oral tradition before the written word was given to us. This tells us something of the purpose and the importance of our religious education. It helps each generation to obey God and to set their hope upon him. Oh, without the hope in God, we have no hope. Because it's important to keep our children from repeating their ancestors' mistakes. What a lesson for today. Amen. Especially in America. So what are you doing to pass on the history of God's work in the world to the next generation? Are you telling your children and your grandchildren your faith story with God so that they too can realize and understand that this thing called faith in God is real? Sharing your personal testimony with your children and your grandchildren? I hope and pray that you are. And for more information about that, continue to read Psalm 78. It is a wonderful psalm. It's a lengthy psalm, but you will be blessed by reading it all. In Jesus' name, amen.